South Dakota State veterinarian Dustin Odekoven about a new virus that could make your bacon and pork chops about 25% more expensive this summer.
Yes, this porcine epidemic diarrhea virus appeared for the first time in the United States swine population last April or May. Unfortunately, I think took the pork industry quite by surprise. It's very devastating. It causes high mortalities, high death loss numbers, especially in suckling piglets, and we don't have a vaccine for it. So biosecurity practices are very important in limiting the spread of this disease. And we have seen some farms in South Dakota affected, certainly not as many as in some of our neighboring states, but we have indications of approximately 25 positive herds or samples from herds in South Dakota.
When you talk to the pork producers, what were some of their concerns about it?
The Swine Health Committee of the South Dakota Pork Producers Council and really a broad cross-section of producers, veterinarians, laboratory diagnosticians, and other scientists to discuss this issue and, you know, what are some things that we can do to assist the pork industry in South Dakota in limiting the spread of this disease. And so, of course, as you mentioned, the price of pork is expected to be impacted, and that is a direct result of the limited supply of pork as a result of the high mortality of this virus.
Is this something that's seasonal, like spring or summer, more than winter? Or?
Well, actually, wintertime is an ideal time for this virus to be spread. It survives in cooler weather, cool, wet weather. We saw the virus also easily be transmitted in Oklahoma last summer, where it was hot and dry there. So we think our seasonal impact is higher in the winter here. We hope for summer conditions that would be less conducive to the virus being able to transmit, but certainly won't eliminate the possibility of the virus spreading.
What is your recommendation, I guess, to pork producers out there?
Well, the best thing I can recommend is just to meet with your veterinarian and develop a biosecurity plan. Now, again, we don't have a vaccine for the virus. Biosecurity is the practice of identifying your risks of spreading that disease and implementing practices which would improve sanitation and limit the spread of the virus on the farm.
I suppose there's information on the state websites or places they can go for more information on this?
You know, some of the best information is on the industry website, so pork.org. Pork.org, and also the Association of Swine Veterinarians website, which is AASV for American Association of Swine Veterinarians, AASV.org.
Well, as a state veterinarian, you've seen quite a few things. Personally, is this something that you're concerned about yourself?
Well, as far as viruses go, yes, this one is very concerning for a number of reasons. Anytime you have a virus that has not previously been in the animal population in the United States, of course, that virus, there are no natural immunities built up to that virus. And so all the pigs in the United States are very susceptible to this virus right now. We don't have a vaccine to help build that immunity. And so, and with the high mortality that results from this virus, those factors are very concerning.
State veterinarian Dustin Odekoven. I'm John Michaels. This is Forum.